This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
And it's a new day. I'm Rhett Palmer. Glad you're tuned in. Across from me, this young lady's name is?
Jean Robertson.
Jean Robertson. And welcome to our broadcast, Jean.
Hi.
How you
glad
doing?
To be here.
Now, you were you're a follower of Jesus.
I am.
But you've had a pretty tough, rough and tumble road. A stranger brought you to church when you were young. And a lady used to take you to her house to study the Bible, but later on in life you became an exotic dancer for many years, and went your own way, away from the Lord, stopped attending church. Mm. You've been through a lot,
yes.
And so we want to find out the short version of your testimony, because it said they overcome them by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So what is your testimony?
Well, my testimony is, you know, I came from a very dysfunctional childhood, and I entered a business at the age of 17 and had a woman who, recruited me into the adult entertainment world as an exotic dancer, which was, you know, not the right thing for a girl to be doing at 17.
But it paid very well.
It paid very well. It brought me into a life that I lived until I was 40 years old, off and on, 40 years old. Took a long time to break away from it for good.
Let's go back to the Baptist church that showed you love. You're living with your father approved of you to go.
Yes, my father approved of me to go to a little Baptist church. And the church had a bus ministry and some very, very loving parishioners that sort of took me under their wing, along with my brothers, and nurtured us. And I got saved in that church. A couple of my brothers got saved in that church.
Now, how long did it take you? So you start to hear the gospel. So it wasn't right away,
I would
was
say
it?
A couple months.
Okay.
Because we were only going to that church for a few months.
Did you go forward to please others, or did you in earnest want to make a public proclamation as an 11-year-old? I mean, how much does an 11-year-old know? But
well, 11-year-old knows a lot. 11-year-old, especially one that was as mature for her age as I was.
And females tend to be more mature than an 11-year-old girl was more, much more mature.
I was very mature because I had younger brothers. I had 6 younger brothers at that time.
6?
At that time. I have a total of 7, but at that time, I actually had 5 younger brothers. 6 younger brothers, 5 younger brothers, same difference. There's a lot of brothers.
Were you spoiled being the only female in the house?
Not at all. I was just the opposite. I had a lot of responsibility. And once I accepted Christ, I changed. And when I went up to the altar, when you hear that call to God, there's something that stirs. It's something stirred in me. And I knew that I needed to go up there. I wanted to live a different life. I wanted to live for God. I wanted to please God. I wanted to please somebody and have it be appreciated. It didn't happen in my home. And over the years that I danced, I always believed that because I had been saved when I was 11 years old, that God's grace covered me. Even though I was playing in the devil's playground, I believed that God sort of had a protective hand over me. He guided me. He gave me a sense of knowing the difference between right and wrong.
Now, I want people to know this was exotic dancing.
Yes.
I thought when I first met you that meant naked dancing. It was not.
Well, exotic dancing can be naked dancing.
Yeah, it can be.
It's all the same thing, yeah. Rhett. The difference
you're tickling
is
the fancy of men, the lust.
Well, yeah, sort of to say. And these days it can be women too. I mean, the business is just so dark, so dark. Yeah. And I mean, when I was in it, it wasn't nearly as bad as what it is right now as far as what the girls do. And
oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, it's depraved. I don't want to talk about that.
No,
there,
no. But
it has become depraved. Well, in our society, they're trying to say that everything is okay. You know, it's be tolerant of everybody except Christians, of course.
Right. And you can't. Once you have the Lord in you, though, He's always in you. God never leaves you. Mm. And the Holy Spirit grows brighter in our spirit. in our own spirit as we learn more about
okay,
God.
Okay, but while you're being an exotic dancer, didn't you feel guilty or was there no guilt?
I felt guilty about certain things. I had set certain boundaries. I refused to dance nude. I refused to ever have sex with a customer for money or even date. Dating was off limits. Mm. And there were very few times in my career that I did ever go out with a customer that I met. I met my husband there. But for the most part, I had set boundaries for myself that I would not cross. And thank God some of them I didn't. Not everybody is as fortunate. Once you're in that business, it's kind of like, okay, well, I've done this, so I guess this is okay.
Now, in the back of your mind, though, you said that there was a certain lady at the Baptist church, Eleanor?
Her first name was Eleanor. I don't remember her last name.
Okay, that's okay. But tell us about how that changed up. You go to church, and she invited you to her home as a little, you were what, 11 years of age?
Yes, I was 11 years old, and she was one of the parishioners at the church who took an interest in me. She could see that I was a young girl who really needed some guidance. And I mean, I was at a time in my life where, you know, my mom had left us. You know, I was responsible for my brothers. I had a lot on my shoulders at 11 years old. Mm. So this woman recognized that I needed nurturing in different ways. And she just took time alone with me, baked cookies and sat down and talked with me and read the Bible with me and explained things and just, I don't remember all the things she did with me, but they were all good things, and I looked forward to being with her.
Well, maybe this will you bringing forth this testimony today will inspire other women, perhaps, to bring someone in under their covering and teach them
and
make
absolutely.
Cookies with them, you know?
If I had anything to say about that church, it would be, number one, a bus ministry is extremely important. If
Why?
It wasn't for that bus ministry, my brothers and I would have never had a way back and forth to that church, and we wouldn't have been there.
It's funny because I've thought about buying a bus just to pick up strays and say, look, I'll try to take you to the church. I even thought if I had enough dough, I'd pay people. I thought, there's nothing wrong. I'll give you $100 if you spend 3 hours at the church. Somebody will probably get saved. But whatever.
Absolutely.
So
somebody
this
would
lady
get
took
saved.
You in now. Later on, your mother moves back to the house and she forbids you to go to church.
Yes.
Why would a mother forbid a child to go to church?
My mother felt judged. She felt judged by the people in the church.
Accountability. So separate, that's what it says, sin separates us from God.
Yes. She had her own, my mom had her own guilt about things, and she didn't want anyone in our lives looking at the things that were wrong.
So you go on for years and years, you become an alcoholic.
Yes.
How did that start to happen? Just you're working in this bar
as
an exotic dancer?
I drank
dancer.
Daily from the time I was 17 until I was 27 years old.
So it caught you.
Yeah, when things went wrong in my life, I picked up alcohol as a crutch.
Yeah.
You know, I would turn to alcohol. If I had a fight with my boyfriend at the time, who, you know, we had a lot of fights when he was my boyfriend, and a lot of hurt feelings. I buried my feelings in alcohol. I buried dancing in alcohol. I could be a lot more open
How did you get free from that demon of addiction? Was there a specific moment where it happened?
Yeah, there was. I had a time where I was arrested for a DUI, and I laid on my couch for 3 days hoping that maybe I would just disintegrate into the couch, but it wasn't going to happen. I had a friend who had gotten sober. She'd been almost a year sober, and she wouldn't stop calling me, making sure. She was from Massachusetts, and I was in Rhode Island at the time, and she wanted to make sure that I called AA. She wasn't going to call them for me, so I called Alcoholics Anonymous after multiple calls from her, and I found God through getting sober, which I always had, and it didn't take long for me to really latch on and find gratitude, and AA is a wonderful program.
Well, they say that God brought me to AA, and then AA gave me to God.
Yes. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it did, because, you know, God did get me in the door. But once I was in the door, I started really looking for God.
Well, it takes, without surrendering, you're not going to be able to give up, whether it's food, whether it's sex, whether it's alcohol, whatever the addiction might
be. You have to feel defeated. And I felt so defeated.
Surrender.
Yeah. I had to surrender.
Take the white flag and wave it towards the Lord and say, I'm here and I'm giving up.
Yes.
But it's so hard for us to give up, I guess, because of pride.
Pride, yeah.
You know, so yeah. if there is someone out there who's listening to this, and they know they need to be forgiven. They mm-hmm. want to know God. What should they say in a prayer to Jesus to be born again?
I would recommend that they actually get on their knees, humble themselves before God, and just say to God, "I've sinned. I've sinned against you. Please forgive me and come into my life. Make me new. Cleanse me. And help me to walk in your ways, not my own. And become my Savior. I believe in you. And I want a different life." And from that moment, believe that the Holy Spirit has entered you. And as long as you continue to seek God, God will be there for you.
Well, he said, "You will find me when you seek me, if you seek me with all your heart." Sort of a place of desperation, right?
Yes.
Now, thank you very much for giving us your testimony today. You are now presently working on a book. You hope it to be a motion picture one day. What is the title of the book?
Shattered for Glory.
I think that's a great title.
Thank you.
Because he molds us, he grinds us, his fire refines us. But
and nothing in our life is wasted.
We know we're loved because he'll chastise us.
Yes.
He chastises the son or daughter whom he loves. Okay, so again, your full name is?
Jeannie Robertson.
Now, the name of the book is?
Shattered for Glory.
Okay, thank you very much for coming on our broadcast. Hey, spoke someone somewhere needs your random act of kindness, as it's written. Give unto others, your light will rise out of the darkness like Amen. The noonday sun. And don't forget to listen to our afternoon broadcast right here, 3 p.m.
I know I've fallen short, in that I could not be saved. If it had not been for one to come down and take my place, he bore unto him a cross to forgive the sins of man who knew not that they were lost, and that he would come again for them, for you, for me, it's true. So I say, lead the way, 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 lead the way.